And Kathy Dawes again with Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear, going over tonight's agenda. And I know the 2016 Economic Development Annual Report, Ron, is on that agenda tonight.
Yeah, the item, second item is our annual report that we provide to the commission accomplishments in the economic development front for 2016, and also update kind of a year-to-date for 2017. But this is a result of the special half-cent sales tax dollars that we utilize for economic development. We've had three different economic development sales taxes over the years, and the current one is in conjunction with Riley County, as was the one prior to this, what was roads and bridges. So the city this last time on their end basically kind of divided the money up with a third of it going for tax relief, debt reduction, and then two-thirds going to traditional economic development or jobs, and then infrastructure. And so the bulk of the reporting tonight will be on how past companies that have received funds have utilized the money and how they're doing towards meeting the goals of the jobs they were going to create. And so just kind of the overview there since its inception, there's been 1,415 jobs created. We've had 17 different infrastructure projects that have been funded. And for every dollar of local economic development funds that have been invested, there's been an additional $9.44 of private dollars or other dollars leveraged. And that's really doesn't even take into account the big NBAF project. So if we were to do that, those numbers would be vastly exceeded. And so since it's still under construction, we aren't really counting any of the jobs that it's creating. So it's a good report. All of the companies that have been reporting are seeing their expectations and projections being met. And I think we got a phone call.
Yes, we do. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please, with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Linda Morse.
Do you think if you want to discuss the responsibilities for spending the infrastructure money with this new penny and a half we're wanting to get for streets and all, you think we could get away from that latex paint for the turn signals at the end of the street that doesn't last a year that y'all have admitted isn't worth having?
Sure. You know, actually, last week when we had the work session on the street maintenance project, one of the things that we're going to utilize some of the new funds for is the acrylics or the more permanent markings that will stick around longer. And so that is we're still going to have to use some of those paints with our own forces because we don't have some of the equipment to do the expensive paint and can't do as much. And so, you know, with as many crosswalks that we have and that sort of thing, we're still going to have to use those. But that will be a point of emphasis with some of the new maintenance monies is contracted more permanent pavement markings. When I say permanent, they last a lot longer and they cost a lot more, but they are much more effective and create more reflective striping that occurs and don't wear as much with the winter treatments that we make, which is what contributes to the degradation. So appreciate that information and that suggestion.
537-1350 if you want to weigh in on today's discussion. And back to economic development, anything else we want to highlight on that, Ron?
And so this will just really be a snapshot of the different companies that have received funds and what they've accomplished in the community and highlighting some of the, you know, our most recent investment was with the K-State Foundation on Building 2 up on Kimball, which is anticipated to house companies and other entities that are interested in having, you know, satellite operations here because of NBAF. NBAF construction over the next 2 years in 2018 and 2019 are going to be the peak construction years where there'll be 800 to 1,000 workers on site over the course of that year. And the it's been gradually building up this year. I think that average is around 400, 450 workers on site. So a lot more traffic and parking around the MBEF site as that production continues. So pleased to present this report to the commission. It's a positive positive report, and I think something that certainly we should all be proud of trying to create some versatility and our jobs in the community, and certainly a significant focus on private sector jobs.
Anything brief, Mayor, before we take another break?
Just that the AHA Manhattan and the Manhattan Chamber are integral partners with us in private fundraising and attracting businesses here. Been really impressed with that effort.
Let's go ahead and take that other break. Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear with us today. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.